This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu. Wala ummata ba'da ummatihi. Wala kitaba ba'da kitabih. Wala shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers, you and I, we have various relationships in this world. The greatest and the most closest relationship every believer is supposed to have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give you an example of this, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, each and every sahabi who has done good to me, I have repaid him, except Abu Bakr. He, Allah will reward him himself. And then he said, لو كنت متخذا غير ربي لاتخذت أبا بكر خليلا. If I would have had a special friend, Khalil is the one who is your jigri dost. Jigri dost means a very close friend. Someone who is your bosom friend. Someone who is very close to you. If I would have had a very close friend, I would have Abu Bakr as my friend. But that relationship of very closeness, I have only with Allah. I only have that relationship with Allah. So our relationship is supposed to be closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our parents, then our relatives. Hamare zindagi mein bohut se aise taallukat hai jisko hum nibate hain. Unmein se sabse zyada aham hamare Allah ta'ala ke saath taalluk aur rishta hai. Uske baad Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saath rishte hain. Aur Allah aur Rasul ke baad walidain, aqriba, rishtedaron ke saath ek aham rishta hai. Now after that particular relationship, there is also another type of relationship. We are people whom we need privacy. Each and every one need privacy. But we are also interactive human beings. We are social beings. We need interaction. We need friends. We need identity. We need a small circle of friends. And a very important relationship of human beings is that of friendships and companionship. Men cannot live alone. Each and every individual must live and interact with each other. Therefore, he needs friends. He needs companions. And friendships and friends can be one of the most beautiful and vital aspects of a person's life. Friends and friendship can be one of the most beautiful and vital aspects of a person's life. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had said, that person is poor who does not have friends. That person is poor who does not have friends. And Luqman, this wise, has said, what a beautiful saying. Make hundreds of friends, and hundreds of friends are not enough. And don't make one enemy. One enemy is one too much. This is a statement of Luqman. Or unme se ek rishta dosti, ye bhi ek aham rishta hai. علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا فرمان ہے کہ وہ شخص غریب ہے جس کے دوست کوئی نہ ہو. Now Islam has given this importance, and Islam acknowledges the importance of friends in one's life. Therefore, it gives us great emphasis upon choosing right friends, because right friends have an influence upon you. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "An-nasu." A person is upon the religion of his friends. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. A person is upon the religion of his friends. Agar kisi ko parakhna ho, to ye dekho ke uske dost aur ahbab kaun hai. If you want to see a person's religion, see how his friends are. If his friends are good, you will say he is good. And if his friends are not good, then you will be worried with regard to his reputation. And you will be worried with regard to his situation. And the Persian poet had said, "Suhbat salih, salih kunad, suhbat tura, tura kunad." The person whose friends are good, he will be good and he will be righteous. And a person whose friends are not good, he will also be in a similar manner. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us this particular type of example. Islam ne dosti ki ahmiyat ko jante huye, hame rehnuma usool diye hai, taake hum sahi doston ka intikhab kar sake. Islam ne kaha hai ki sahi doston ka intikhab kare, taake wo aapke deen mein madad kare. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us example with regard to good and bad friends. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a good friend, achche dost ke manit atar farosh ki tarah hai. A person who sells musk, a person who sells itar. Now if you are going to go and sit in an itar shop, or you're going to go and sit in a perfume shop, you can go to plaza, go and sit in a perfume shop, you can either benefit from the person who is selling the itar, he can give you, or even just sitting in his company, you will gain the benefit of good smell. Or bure dost ki misal wo lohar ki tarah hai. And the example of a bad company is like the example of a blacksmith. Now a blacksmith used to have, they used to cut the irons, it always used to be full of smoke. And that smoke used to give a terrible smell. A person who's got a bad friend's example is like a blacksmith. So even if you don't buy or get the smoke, just by sitting next to him, you will get that particular type of smell. Sit next to a person who is smoking cigarettes. You don't smoke, but you go back home. The wife said, why are you smelling full of cigarettes? Why? Because you sat next to a person who is selling cigarettes. Because if you're going to sit next to a person, and a person who teaches and gives wrong advice, and he's doing evil deeds, it definitely has an impact upon you. In a slight humor, they say, a good friend is he, when you are sick and you are in a clinic, he asks you, how are you? And he's worried about your welfare. He's worried about your health. And the other type of friend asks you, how are the nurses? So that's the type of friend we have to be worried about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has given us the example. Allah ta'ala gives us the example of good and bad friends in the Quran. Now can you imagine, it's such an important relationship that Allah ta'ala makes mention of it in the Holy Quran. Allah ta'ala speaks about bad friends. First page of the 19th Supara. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Those people who were your bad friends, who told you to do wrong, who took you to go and do wrong, on the day of Qiyamah you will say, ya waylata, kash me ese admi ko dost na banata. If only I didn't make this person my friend. If only I didn't stick around with him. If only I didn't move around with him. If only I didn't stay with him, today I wouldn't have been this problem in Jahannam. Or I would not have got this problem in punishment. Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. If only on the day of Qiyamah, a person who had bad friends in this, he will regret. Why? If only I didn't have this friend. On the other hand, look at this particular type of relationship. Al-akhillahu yawma'idhin ba'aduhum li-ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqeen. Friends on the day of Qiyamah will be enemies. Friends, especially the friendship that was on the basis of worldly motives. Especially the friends that were on the basis of wrong things. They will be enemies of one another. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ except the friendship based on taqwa. Dost ek dusre ke woh unke jo hai na woh dushman honge qiyamat ke din. Magar woh dosti jo Allah Taala ke liye khata. Jo khalis Allah Taala ke liye taaruf wajhli wajhillah. Un Allah Taala ke waaste the woh dosti qiyamat tak jannat tak rahega. But that friendship which is on the basis of goodness, that particular friendship will remain till qiyamat. Illa al-muttaqeen, except that friendship which is based on taqwa. It comes in a sahih hadith. The Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, Allah will put a person in Jannah. Ek aadmi ko jannat pe dakhil karega. Aur wo kahega, ya Allah, mere dost ka hai. That particular person used to tell me to do good. He used to bring me to the masjid. Whenever I used to take a wrong path, he used to tell me that don't do this. Wo dost jo hamare rehnumai karta tha, jo acche kaam mein hausla afzai karta tha, wo kahan hai? Where is that person who used to tell me to do good? Allah will say, wait, I will give him a reward better than the reward I have given you. So that particular person will be put into Jannah. So this friendship, good friendship, will remain not only in this world, but will remain in the year after. Ulama has made. And just look at this. Consider what the Quran tells us. فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ السَّاخَةَ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. On the day of Qiyamah, you will run away from your parents and your children. But Allah says, friendship which was on the basis of good, إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ will continue till Jannah. You will still remember one another even in Jannah. So this is the aspect with regard to her. And in this particular way, we have to keep the real friend is that who brings you closer towards Almighty Allah. Jigri dost wo hai jo Allah ki khatir hamare is sahi taur par khair khwa ho. This is a real friend. And the best of friendship is that which is for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, what is the best of actions? What is the best of actions? And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of action is you love someone for the sake of Allah. And you dislike someone for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this it is a hadith, you know, it comes in Musannaf Abdul Razak on the basis of Ali radiallahu ta'ala who said, a person of the previous eras and the previous ummahs went to visit another friend. An angel was waiting for him and said, why are you going? Where are you going? I'm going to visit my friend. Kya kaam hai? Do you need to get some money from him? Is he owing you money? No, he's not owing me no money. Unke saath koi wood, mali, koi won, gharaz nahi hai. Why are you going? Have you got any other work? Does he need to give you something? Did he promise you something? Are you going to get any benefit? No. I'm only going to visit him for the sake of Allah. Sirf Allah ke waaste mein unko milne ke liye ja raha hoon. The angel will say, Allah has deputized me to tell you, Allah loves you the way you love your friend. جس طرح آپ ان کے ساتھ محبت کرتے ہو اللہ کے واسطے اللہ تعالیٰ اسی طرح آپ کے ساتھ محبت کرتا ہے. The way you love that person for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. Now what are the qualities of a good friend? Now if you say, all right, what is the quality of a good friend? اچھے دوست کی صفات کیا ہے؟ اچھے دوست کی صفات میں سے کچھ یہ بھی ہے جس کو دیکھ کر اللہ یاد آئے, جس کے بعد سے علم میں اضافہ ہو جائے, اور جس کے اعمال کو دیکھ کر آخرت کی یاد آتے ہوں. That is a real friend. Our ulama have made mention, if you want a good friend, you should prefer a good and honest person who has knowledge, wisdom, good ethics, sincerity and truthfulness. Right? And the ulama Muhaisabi has made what a remarkable type of a quality of a good friend. It is he who when you see, you are reminded of Allah. When you see him, you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you speak to him, your knowledge increases. When you see his amal, you think of akhirat. Who is a good friend? A good friend is he who you see him, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are speaking to him, your knowledge increases. And his actions, when you see him making amal, you are reminded of the akhirah. Our ulama have said, never ever befriend a fool. Keep ta'alluq with him, but don't ever become a close friend of someone who is ignorant and a fool. Because sometimes he will think that he is doing good to you, but he will harm you. So there's a very interesting incident. They see three friends were marooned in an island. They came into an island, and there was no one. They were going to die. And they were alone in an island. And there in the island, it's a humorous friend. Don't come ask me now. After this, Mawlana iski jo hai na wo kaha hai, where is the reference with regard to it? Ye lal kitab mein se hai. So they found one limb. Now you all know the very famous incident of Aladdin. So they rubbed the limb and a genie came out. The jinn came out and said, what do you want? So the one friend said, bhai, we are alone in this island. What are we going to do in this island? Take us back home. So the genie took him and transported him back home. The second one, he said, what do you want? He said, I want to get also home. Took him third. Now the third friend is sitting there in the island alone. So he said, what do you want? He said, I'm missing my friends, bring them back. So a fool will do something like that. He'll think he's doing good, but he will harm you. So be careful with regard to those type of friends. And your best friend is one who reminds you. And therefore he said, if you have someone who encourages you to practice Islam, to do good, to save yourself from evil, then consider yourself blessed. My dear respect brothers, many of them might be young people who are here. If they are not here, go and tell them this message. Many a times the friends are the one who takes them to do wrong. The friends are the one who tells them to take drugs. The friends are the one who go and tell them can do illicit relationship. And that particular time, the effect of the friends are very, very strong. And it's very difficult sometimes when you are in a friendship to tell no to a friend. And I always tell people, sometimes it's 10 seconds. You know, the 10 seconds is so important. When a friend comes up with a suggestion that is not good, which is evil, that next 10 seconds how you respond will either lead you towards good or lead you towards evil. That 10 seconds. In that 10 seconds you say, no, I'm not going. Khalas, you have saved yourself. If you have not responded in that particular 10 seconds, you can be in problem. So whenever any time a situation comes where you are goaded or encouraged to do evil, sometimes it's that 5 or 10 seconds where you have to say no. And then our ulama have said, a faithful friend is like a mirror that reveals your faults towards you. Achha dost woh hai jo aina ki tarah ho, jo hamare khamiyon aur nuks ki nishandahi kare, taake hum uski islah kar sake. And this mirror is a very beautiful example. A good friend is like a mirror. The mirror doesn't go and tell the whole world, my friend is like this. You know, my friend got a big scar here on his chest. Mirror never go and do that. Mirror tells only you. He only shows you its scar. A friend is that person who only tells you the faults. He doesn't go and make elan about it. He doesn't go and tell the whole world with regard to it. A friend who goes and tell the whole world about your faults is not a friend. And this is not something anyone who reads Hizbul Azam, the book of du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the pious person, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sahibi khadi'atan in ra'a hasanatan dafanaha wa in ra'a sayyatan afshaha. Oh Allah, save me from such a friend. When he sees my good deeds, he doesn't tell anyone. He sees one bad deed of mine, he goes and tells the whole world. Stay away from such friends. The friend is he who will tell you that, listen, what you are doing is not right. And they say a friend, you know, normally they say a friend doesn't stab you. They say a friend doesn't stab you because that shows a betrayal. That friend is not loyal. But they say a true friend does stab you, but he doesn't stab you in the back, he stabs you in front. Sahih dost aapko jana yaha pe wo churi chalata hai. Taaki aapko kahe ye galat hai aap kar rahe hain. A friend is he who stabs you, but he doesn't stab you from the back. He stabs you from the front. And thirdly, our ulama have said, a righteous friend he is he who doesn't look out for faults in you all the time. But he overlooks and he finds excuses in your behavior. And Ibn Mazin rahmatullahi alayhi said, the believer tries to find excuses for his brother, and he tries to find explanations for the faults of his brother. And a hypocrite seeks out to seek faults. Achha dost hai jo acche waqt mein hamare uyub par parda dale aur narazgi mein bhi parda poshi kare. A true friend is he who will cover your faults when he is in a good mood with you, and he will cover your faults when he is angry with you. If a person who is while good with you will you know keep your faults hidden, but when he's angry, he goes and tell everyone, he's not a true friend. A true friend is he, whether he is good with you, whether he is angry with you, then that particular friend is someone you must value. And if a person who is angry with you goes and tell your faults to someone, he's not a good friend. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala one day saw a person, someone was talking very highly about someone. He's such a good person. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, did you ever travel with him? He said, no. He said, did you ever have a business dealing with him? He said, no. Did you ever see him angry? No. He said, you got no right to say he's a good person. You have not. You have only saw his apparent. You didn't see him in real. Aapne parkha kaise unko? Aapne unke saath safar nahi kiya. Aapne unke saath jo hai na koi tijarat nahi ki. To ye aapko kehne ke kya haq hai ki ye achha aadmi hai. You've got no right to say that he's a good person. And a true friend is he who will protect your secrets when in good terms and in his angry. A true friend is always loyal. A true friend will always be with you at all times. And this is something that we have to keep. There's this, you know, hypothetical tale, how a true friend is. They say a person was going and they were two alone in the desert. Two friends were traveling. And in that one particular type of situation, there was, you know, an argument that happened. So, you know, you are alone sometimes in a frustrating situation. It can happen. So this one friend slapped his friend. So the friend wrote on the desert sand. Today, my friend was angry with me and he slapped me, right? And I forgave him. So after a while, now they were traveling and he came into a situation that his life was in danger and his friend saved him. Whether he came into quicksand or he was on the top of a cliff and he was about to fall, and the friend saved him. So then he took out and he carved it on a stone. He said, today, my good friend, he saved my life. So the friend said, when I slapped you, why did you write it on the desert sand? And when I saved your life, why did you carve it out in stone? So he said, a friend is he when a friend does wrong to him. He writes it on the desert sand for the winds of the desert sand and for the winds of the desert to blow it away and for it to be forgiven. And when he does good to me, I will remember it for the rest of my life. Therefore, I carved it in stone. Many a times we look for good friends, but in conclusion, I say, for you to get a good friend, you must be a good friend. For you to be a good friend, you must be a good friend. Then only you can get good friends. So sometimes we want the best from our friends, but we ourselves are not good friends. So therefore, my dear respected brothers, in conclusion, let us keep in mind, Allah has made mention of good friendship in the Holy Quran. Allah has emphasized it. And Allah had said that this particular friendship will go right up till Jannah. A person in Jannah will also remember his friends who encouraged him towards good, encouraged him towards positive values. Let us find such companions. Let us find such friends with whom they will benefit us in this world. They will give us good counsel. They will give us good advice. And more importantly, they will prevent us from doing wrong. And they will encourage us to do good deeds. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Mm-hmm.